Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Executive Director of the Grand Theater, Sean Skehan, about the second anniversary of the Grand Theater reopening after closing in 2012. Celebrating their second anniversary of reopening on December 1st, I guess first off for you, Sean, is, you know, going through 2 years of being back open, the things that have gone on. You've had, you know, people there, events going on, things like that at the theater. What has been, I guess, your top memory in these 2 years that you look back on and say, it was a good 2 years?
I would say it's a memory that actually recurs often, is when people come in either for the first time and they realize how affordable it is to have family entertainment and in their own hometown without having to drive away. And then when they come back, and they still love the space. It's a clean space. We have, you know, a good selection of movies, and they continue to have fun. And so that's always heartwarming, if you will, when I hear those comments.
I guess that was going to be my next question, is what's it mean to you when you see those people come in, you know, daily, weekends, throughout, you know, filling the theater and just appreciating what the Grand Theater has to offer?
Oh, it's wonderful, you know, and it makes my day. And it's fun to know that you're providing a service for the community. Some people don't want to drive, some people can't drive. And they enjoy having it in their own hometown, and it's a quality experience. It's not like they're are they giving up a stadium seat? Yes. I'm sorry I can't offer you a stadium seat. But it's still, you know, good quality picture and good sound and, you know, again, really very affordable.
Now, I know when it came to getting the theater back going, a lot of work, a lot of people took time and got it going. When it comes to the future, you've been 2 years, you know, it was something that the community, you, everybody wants to keep going. What are some things that the Knoxville listeners could potentially see out of the Grand Theater in the next few years?
Well, it's taken me longer than I had hoped when I first came into this position, but we're finally getting the pieces together to do the ability to do more live performances, especially in the downstairs theater. So I'm hoping to program more of those. It's a tricky balancing act. When you want to show first-run films, the way the studio industry or the cinema industry works in the States, you need to commit to certain amounts of time to give them and a certain number of performances. And so in order to do that, but also try to do other things like live performances or a film festival, you need to create time in the calendar. And so there's always going to be some portion of the patronage who aren't going to be thrilled. Either, oh, I'm not going to be able to see X movie, or I'm not going to be able to get this because you're showing X movie. So it's trying to massage and find the balance in between. But hopefully getting more diversity into what we're showing live-wise and also more festivals or more older material, things that could appeal to a wider part of the community.
Now, I know, like I said, it took a lot of work getting it going again, and it's been going good for these 2 years. Is there anybody that you still haven't been able to thank enough, or people that you out there that you really want to give props to that have really helped out?
Hundreds and thousands of people actually helped with either funding or actually doing volunteer work to turn the space around. And we ended up with a wonderful space. And we continue to make enhancements to it. And that's done largely through staff efforts. But there are volunteers who continue with the maintenance issues and the improvement issues. But there's also the volunteers who come on a very regular basis. I meant like some are every week, some are every other week, some are once a month. Those people make it viable to continue to do this. We do have some staff now, but having the volunteers there to help enable us to offer this lower cost ticket, lower priced concessions, and those people I really want to headline and thank them for their dedication. And I encourage any member of our community to step forward and volunteer. Even if you do it once a year, four times a year, that would be a vast help to us. And if we had a number of people that did it four times a year, boy, I would be just sitting really pretty and very happy.
Is there anything else you want the Knoxville listeners to know about the 2-year anniversary of the reopening of the Grand Theater?
Other than thank you for coming out, we will be doing just a fun special. If you come to and buy a ticket during the first week of December, everyone gets a free popcorn. So you can add that to your list of just something to help celebrate.
That was today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks to Executive Director for the Grand Theater, Sean Skehan, for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at knicareless.com.